From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he had received a positive response from de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. Both Republican and Democratic candidates are making last-minute appeals to voters in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. Jeff Custer reports.
Dawn over the Iowa State House showed the two leading Republican presidential contenders, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and conservative Texas Senator Ted Cruz, headed to more rallies on Monday. Other Republican candidates, such as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, are also meeting with voters. The top Democratic contenders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod in the first of a long series of state-by-state contests. The Iowa election caucuses will take place Monday evening local time at 1,681 schools, firehouses, and community centers throughout the state.
VOA's Jeff Custer in Washington. The World Health Organization has declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. At a special meeting of researchers and health officials in Geneva Monday, the WHO said Zika is a public health emergency of international concern, but stopped short of calling for travel or trade restrictions. The WHO predicts the virus, which may be linked to birth defects, could infect as many as 4 million people. This is VOA News. A suicide bomb blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's Crime Investigation Department said security guards identified the suspected bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Police headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. The Taliban claimed responsibility. New members of Myanmar's parliament took a joint oath of office Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. The ceremony is seen as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than half a century. The parliament will appoint as president one of three vice presidential nominees chosen by the two houses of parliament and the army. The German city of Cologne is on alert ahead of scheduled carnival celebrations. Authorities have mobilized to prevent a repeat of a spate of sexual assaults that occurred during the city's New Year's festivities. In that incident, hundreds of women were groped and robbed by a mob of mostly North African and Arab men. The carnival begins Thursday and runs until Ash Wednesday, February 10th. German authorities plan to be out in force. A British woman who took her child to Syria and joined the Islamic State has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Tarina Shakil was convicted by a Birmingham court of being an IS member and encouraging acts of terrorism. In October 2014, she crossed the border into Syria, making her way to the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa. But after 3 months, she fled and returned to the Turkish military. She was arrested in February 2015 by police at Heathrow Airport. Britain's fertility regulator has granted its first license for genetic modification of human embryos. The Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority approved an application from a doctor at the Francis Crick Institute to renew her laboratory's research license to include gene editing of embryos. The doctor is doing research into causes of infertility and miscarriages. Critics say the research likely raises too many ethical questions and could eventually result in genetically modified human babies. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon issued a strong call for a change in the status quo between Israelis and Palestinians. Ban said he is concerned the two sides are reaching a point of no return for a two-state solution to their conflict. Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland told reporters Monday that the effort to destroy the Islamic State terrorist group will require more American troops. He briefed reporters from Baghdad. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.